NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
77 degrees in Topeka, 75 in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
Meanwhile, her one-of-a-kind hardware from a one-of-a-kind hip-hop luminary might help her wait it out while Team USA keeps up the fight.
Thanks for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, many other frequencies as well, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music. Sunday, August 25th. More at fiddpick.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines are coming your way in about 12 minutes. Before we get to 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about some of the claims that have been floating around in social media stating that there weren't any people at Vice President Kamala Harris's big rally in Detroit last week. Things floating around saying, oh, these pictures are AI. We will examine those claims. Also in this next half hour, when a low-income driver in Kansas fails to pay a traffic ticket on time, municipal courts can send that debt to collection agencies and add interest on top of that, turning the ticket into thousands of dollars worth of debt. An attorney for some of these drivers says that is unfair.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
A heat advisory going into effect at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, running through 7 o'clock tomorrow evening for virtually all of the KPR listening area. It includes the Greater Kansas City Metro, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, Junction City, Emporia, Chanute, Atchison, Council Grove, Cottonwood Falls. Take extra precautions tomorrow afternoon. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6:20.
City to this violent subject. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep and Jay Schaefer.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings. Directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 75 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Chanute, 81 in Emporia. It is 6:30.
Bills now go to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. For NPR News, I'm Megan Myskowski.
U.S. futures contracts are trading flat at this hour. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Thunderstorms produced heavy rainfall across Kansas today, which led to flash flooding in central and eastern parts of the state. A flash flood warning was issued for Emporia and other communities in central Lyon County, where up to 6 inches of rain fell in a short amount of time. Other flood warnings were issued for Coffee, Osage, Chase, Marion, McPherson, and Ellsworth counties. KAKE-TV reports that Emporia's municipal court was closed, and the Lyon County Sheriff's Office advised residents not to travel. We do have chances for more rain and storms every day this week across eastern Kansas. A felony charge has officially been filed against a former local police chief who led a 2023 raid on the Marion County Record newspaper. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
Gideon Cody, former police chief for Marion, Kansas, faces one felony count of interfering with the judicial process. The complaint document says Cody, quote, knowingly or intentionally persuaded a witness to withhold information from authorities sometime between the August 11, 2023 raid and August 17th. The complaint doesn't give specifics about Cody's conduct. A report released last week by the special prosecutors assigned to the case cleared Marion County record staff of any crimes. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford, Wanganga.
This is the first year that students can freely enroll in other school districts under a new Kansas law. As Jody Fortino reports, fewer students arrived in Johnson County than expected.
The Blue Valley, Shawnee Mission, and Olathe school districts only accepted a few dozen applicants each, according to the Beacon, Kansas City. The districts enroll between 20,000 and 30,000 total students. The Beacon reported that Blue Valley had 86 openings, but only 48 applicants. Shawnee Mission opened more than 1,000 spots, but only accepted 38 students. Education advocates said families may not have applied because they'd have to provide their own transportation. I'm Jody Fortino.
A heat advisory goes into effect at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and runs through 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. That is for virtually all of the KPR listening area. It includes the Greater Kansas City Metro, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, Junction City, Atchison, Council Grove. Heat index readings up to 108.
Support for NPR comes.
I'm Paige Flager in Scott County, Tennessee.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Unpaid traffic tickets can end up costing low-income Kansans thousands of dollars. Cities can send unpaid fines and fees to collection agencies and add interest on top. As Dylan Lyson reports, critics say the system is unfair to low-income Kansans who already could not afford the fines in the first place.
On a snowy night in 2000,
enforce these laws.
Lawmakers have made recent changes to the state law, making it easier for people with outstanding fines to get a restricted driver's license. Kirkendall says that helped her get back on the road.
I do have a restricted license. I do have insurance on my car, I'm driving very legal.
But those changes do not stop ticket fines and growing debt. Unless a court stops cities from adding interest or lawmakers pass a law prohibiting it, drivers unable to pay will continue racking up debt. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, education, and other issues connected to public policy. You will find this story and others like it at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center 24/7 walk-in clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Jefferson County area no matter the time of day. More information at 913-774-4340.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies in lots of different Kansas cities. You'll see a complete listing of all of our frequencies at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
We have a little bit more All Things Considered still to come. Stay with us. Following All Things Considered tonight on your KPR One station's news headlines, Stardate, and 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. Here's some of the great composers tonight. Some of the ones that are the fan favorites, really. If you're joining us on KPR2, stick around for Reveal at 7 o'clock. There is a heat advisory going into effect for virtually all of the KPR listening area tomorrow, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. It includes Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, Junction City, Emporia, Chanute, Atchison, Council Grove. Take extra precautions tomorrow. Heat index readings up to 108. It is 75 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
That's Throughline hosts Rund Abdel-Fattah and Ramtin Arablouei. And you can hear the whole episode on NPR's Throughline podcast.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-needs schools and local communities for Subaru Loves Learning. Subaru, more than a car company. From Procter & Gamble, maker of Nervive. Nervive Nerve Relief is designed to reduce occasional nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort in hands or feet due to aging. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. From Mathnasium, committed to making math fun and building confidence so students can achieve their potential this school year, offering customized math instruction and individual attention to students in grades K through 12. Mathnasium.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
A Palestinian-American comedian on the art of telling jokes about serious topics like the war in Gaza on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow beginning at 5 a.m. From 5 to 9 a.m. we have Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news and more. A great way to start off your day.
Support for KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church Lawrence, worshiping online and in person. Sunday worship 10:30 a.m. with masks and physical distancing at 2014 Clinton Parkway, or online at firstpreslawrence.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting two nights of musical storytelling with Gilbert and Sullivan's comedic opera about the legal system, Trial by Jury, August 15th and 17th at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
Stay tuned. Up next, we have evening classical music with Destiny till 9 o'clock. Corelli, Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky. Big night on evening classical. It's followed by jazz in the night. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Very humid. Lows around 70. Tomorrow, a slight chance of rain in the morning. Sunny in the afternoon. Very humid. Once again, with highs in the 90s. A heat advisory tomorrow afternoon for virtually all of the KPR listening area. It's 7:01.
Live.